football was more than just a game for number 81, Jason Avant, growing up. It was a way out of a gang-ridden south side of Chicago, a place where, early on, Jason found himself surrounded by people he thought were his family, when his real family was not able to care for him.
This is the untalked about Chicago. In the projects, you have notorious gangs. You have all of those gangs within a short amount of space.
It ain't Wrigley Field up north and all that. No, it's rough on the south side. You can't walk down this block. You can't go to this store. You can't be on in this part of the city. It's rough.
You had so many people that didn't have fathers. And what happened is, in order to feel like someone, they fill their void with, you know, becoming friends with gang members, because in the gang, they treat you more like family than anybody you meet.
Temptations, you know, drinking, smoking, partying, and all that lead to, you know, that lead to gang banging and all that stuff that's in the streets. It was easy to go that route.
You didn't have time to drink. You were thinking about stuff that you shouldn't be thinking about when you were a little kid. Was my dad going to get locked up? What's going to happen? Am I going to stay with a girlfriend? Or they kick me out? You just don't have time to be a child. My cousin Franchon and my cousin Jermaine were out and Franchon got shot 3 times. I remember pulling him into our living room, hoping and praying that he didn't get killed. I'm probably one of the only cousins in my family that hadn't been shot. Probably 2 of us, I think, that never been incarcerated. Some of our doings at my grandmother's house on 91st and Laughlin, we were selling drugs out of the house and they raided our house 2 times. And on the 3rd time, you'll get an eviction. So my grandmother, before they can confiscate my grandmother's house, she sold it. My grandmother was very instrumental to me. She was, at times, the only person in my life that cared. And having her there to lay her hands on me at night and say, you know, I believe in you. I believe that you're going to make it. I believe that you'll be different. And her prayers, and she didn't view it as a problem or a burden. She viewed it as a chance to make someone's life better.
He stayed with my mother from 3 months old till his the end of his 4th year of school. And I told mother, let him come and stay with me and his cousin. And from 5th grade till he left to go to the University of Michigan, he was there.
Me moving to 111th Street, I didn't have the influences. So when I got into the neighborhood, they were into sports heavy. And it kind of shepherded me in the right position, because I had some gifts and talents when it came to sports.
The athletic part in him was like coming out. You could tell he wanted to be an athlete. That's all he used to do, play basketball all day. All day.
He loved sports. His first love was the round ball. At Carver, he played basketball and football.
When I got to Carver, my coach told me, he said, you know, you can't play basketball for me. I was a basketball-only person. He said, you can't play basketball for me unless you play football.
When I met Jason was 15. I was trying to find out, you know, really how tough he really was, to be honest with you. So we ran the ball at him so many times that he just quit.
He put me out there at linebacker. I quit the first day because he kept sending the fullback at me, and he was pummeling me. He was destroying me.
Initially, he was in the wrong position, and he wanted to give up. And his father said, you're an AVAN. AVANs don't quit. And he got the coach, Coach Simpson, to change his position, and he flourished.
Jason, to me, was the best athlete that I've coached in 31 years.
I came to one game, he played the punter, the kicker, the safety, the receiver. Like, he got talent.
And then letters started coming from the University of Illinois University of Michigan, from University of Wisconsin.
Boxes and boxes and boxes of letters from different colleges. Him and my mom was going on different visits and stuff. You know, that's when I knew, like, all right, yeah, he do got something. Now he on his way.
After graduating from high school, Avant continued his football career at the University of Michigan. While on the outside, it appeared that he overcame long odds and was fulfilling a dream. It was on the inside where he felt incomplete.
May 4th, 2003, after years of my grandmother praying, after years, let his life be different, the Lord changed my life, and he basically gave me visions, memories of my past, all the times that my house has been shot up on 91st and Laughlin, all the times that I was in bad position, I should have been locked up, pulling my cousin off the streets, how he made a way for me to go to school. Looking at my neighborhood and where I came from. Before then, my mindset wasn't in the best position. I was very fortunate, but then I started to realize why he shielded me from it, so I can tell people about him, tell people about Jesus Christ, and how he can take that little weed that's between a whole bunch of rocks and how it can, you know, sprout up.
Hey, my name is Jason Avant. I want to say thank you guys so very much for coming out. We're going to have a good day today. We're going to have fun. This camp is about you and it's for you, all right? The first thing we're going to do is pray. Everybody take a knee.
It is very tremendous for Jason to come back and give back. And then to come back as a Christian is very important to young men. It's very important to me. It's very important to his family that he haven't forgotten where he came from.
This is what shaped my mentality. And what you guys see on the field on Sundays, this is why it occurs. It's because I know what it's like in real life to have nothing and how you have to fight for it. This has been the hardest part of my life growing up here. This was the hardest part of my life. And if you can overcome this, you can overcome pretty much anything that the world has to, you know, to throw at you. I'm not proud of everything that I did in the past, but I'm proud of where I'm from, because it takes a tough-minded person, you know, to make it out of it.